Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts83, and...
Tracy Wiley.
That's a little bit quiet, but, you know. The Empress, one and only. One question I've got to ask you. How do you actually change your names on this thing, on Audio Boo?
Good question.
Ah, okay.
So are you recording?
Yeah. Could be actually struggling then to get your name changed to Empress Wiley Watts.
Yes. If anyone actually knows, can they please let us know, please? That would be most helpful.
And we're not talking about delete your account and start again. We're talking if there's any, or even if there's an improvement that could be made on that one, then we'd be most greatly received. But my main point here is actually something that's a little bit close, you know, a little bit closer to home than a worldwide thing or whatnot. And it's to do with trying to build a bit of pressure upon BBC Radio Leicester for a very stupid decision they've made recently. And we'd like them to understand that they made a very stupid decision. And that is that BBC Radio Leicester broadcast every single Leicester City match home and away over the radio. And the commentary team of Ian Stringer and Alan Young are an absolutely fantastic commentary team. You know, I mean, you're asking for guys that are passionate about the sport. We've got them.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking for guys that are passionate about the club. We've got them. Hell, Youngy actually played for Leicester City back in my youth. And he's loved by the fans all over because he fell in love with Leicester and left everything on the pitch each and every time he took to it. And that attitude has still remained the same every time he takes to the commentary box. And we understand that the decision was a difficult decision and all, but apparently it wasn't to do with his on-air performance. Well, don't mean to be harsh, if it's nothing to do with his on-air performance, swallow your pride, let's leave the backstage backstage, try and get along and do what's best for business. The fans are screaming out for Youngy to come back.
Yeah, we need Youngy to come back because he's just... It's in his heart, it's in him all over, and that's what we need in a commentary.
I've personally was very, very saddened when I saw the news on his Facebook page. And I encourage every Leicester fan to get behind this guy. You know, I mean, Alan Young, he is our hero. He is, you know, he is a Leicester legend. And he's been absolutely phenomenal for years. He's been absolutely fantastic for years for us, you know. And, you know, like I say, the fans absolutely adore him, you know. So Radio Leicester... The message is quite simple, and this is a message that can go out to any employer, really, because I do think sometimes when you can go into a store, for instance, and apparently there are certain principles that stop you, the customer, from getting what you're requiring, which is, let's be honest, a pretty daft principle, all we're asking for is, employers, start listening to what the people want. The people are your customers. They're your lifeline.
The customer is always right, and people aren't understanding that.
And it's time that, yes, we understand. We have to deliver, right? When it comes to business, you have to deliver in a safe environment and stuff like that. But let's be honest, it's about time that we started looking as well at what the customer's needs are and trying to cater for those needs, you know? So, I mean, if the customer's demanding that you burn the place down with everyone in it, obviously you're not going to do it because it's not safe. But if a customer is basically saying, like in this particular instance, look, Alan Young belongs in the commentary seat at BBC Radio Leicester, then that's where he should be. Because that's what the fans are calling out for. Hell, they even protested yesterday.
Yep. So,
I mean, I don't know what more we can possibly do to say to Radio Leicester, oi, wakey wakey, guys. Rectify the decision, you know, reverse it, because quite frankly, it's what's needed. Anyway, I think that's been enough of a rant anyway. So, for me, DJ Watts 83.
And me, Tracy Wiley Watts.
Yes. Peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.
Bye.